Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards. Welcome to Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 141, verses 3 and 4. David wrote, "Take control of what I say, O Lord, and guard my lips. Don't let me drift towards evil or take part in acts of wickedness. Don't let me share in the delicacies of those who do wrong." This psalm begins as we meet David worshipping God. He asks God to accept his prayer as an incense offering and raises his hands in worship. But he knew that his worship couldn't stand apart from everyday life. If he worshipped God, he knew it had to affect the way in which he spoke to other people. He knew he needed God to take control of his speech and to set a guard on his lips. The language he used in these verses is interesting. He asked God not to let him drift towards evil. When we sin, it's normally part of a process in which we have gradually moved towards sin. Perhaps we were just a bit annoyed by something that someone said, and then we felt unhappy with them, then really annoyed. Eventually, we snapped. It's all too easy to slowly and subtly drift into evil. David also saw the danger of spending time with the wrong kind of people. Having meals with others sounds innocent enough, but if we spend too much time with people whose language and actions are evil, it will have an effect on us. The writer of Proverbs summed this up with typical bluntness. He wrote, "Walk with the wise and become wise, associate with fools and get in trouble." The Apostle Paul was also more than aware of the danger of bad company. Referring to those who said, "Let's feast and drink, for tomorrow we die," he commented, "Don't be fooled by those who say such things, for bad company corrupts good character." What we say gives us away. It reveals the kind of people we really are. We need to make sure that we're living so close to God that our words reflect him and his love for the people around us. Let me pray with you. Loving God, help us to use our words wisely and lovingly. Amen. Well, thank you for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.